approximately 3 million children under the age of 18 in the U.S. Had a reported food allergy in 2007.
StatCast, October 22nd, 2008.
We're joined by Amy Branham, a health statistician with the National Center for Health Statistics. Amy is the lead author on the first ever NCHS report on food allergies among children in the U.S. So, Amy, how many kids in the U.S. have food allergies?
Approximately 3 million children under the age of 18 in the U.S. Had a reported food allergy in 2007.
Now, years ago, we never heard about a lot of these food allergies. Is this a relatively new phenomenon?
Well, what we know from what the data show us is that there's been about an 18% increase in reported food allergy among children. And this goes back to 1997, which is the first year we have available data on the national estimate of food allergy in children.
And do we know why there's been an increase?
Well, our data cannot tell us for sure why food allergy appears to be increasing. And it's possible that this increase has been due to increasing awareness among parents due to the amount of food allergy reported in the media in recent years. However, more research will be needed to determine what might be contributing to this increase.
What are the most common foods associated with food allergies in kids?
There are about 8 types of foods that make up about 90% of all food allergies, and those include foods like milk, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts, fish, shellfish, soy, and wheat.
What about some of the health risks associated with food allergies?
Well, our data show there is a fairly high co-occurrence of conditions like asthma, skin allergy or eczema, and other respiratory allergies that coexist with food allergy.
Do we know how many children will continue to have these food allergies as they mature into adulthood?
Clinical studies show us that the majority of children diagnosed with food allergy at a young age will go on to outgrow it. However, more research is needed to understand the types of children who do and do not outgrow their food allergies.
And are there certain populations or groups more prone to these food allergies?
Up till now, we haven't really had good data on differences in food allergy according to race, ethnicity, or even age groups. But our data show us that young children have a higher prevalence of food allergy compared to older children, and non-Hispanic white and non-Hispanic black children have higher prevalences of food allergy compared to Hispanic children.
Any other findings of significance in this study that you'd like to discuss?
We also show data in the brief from the National Hospital Discharge Survey, which also shows that hospitalizations with any diagnosis related to food allergy have also increased in recent years. This could actually support the evidence we have about increasing food allergy, as these trends come from 2 different data sources and both show increases over time.
So are food allergies then causing a big strain on the healthcare system?
We don't know that from the data that we have, but given the large increases, particularly in more recent years, it can be assumed that this would be putting a larger burden on the healthcare system.
Our thanks to Amy Branham for joining us on this edition of StatCast. StatCast is a production of the Public Affairs Office of the National Center for Health Statistics.